and welcome to another podcast. I'm joined here today with Sema Tokel, a trainee solicitor, and Izaz Ali, a solicitor advocate. My name is Owen White, and I'm also a trainee solicitor here at Laudit. And today, we're going to talk about the reasons why a landlord would want to seek possession of a property and the key kind of documents that they need beforehand to commence some form of proceedings. So, Izaz, would you like to start us off with why a landlord might want to take possession of a property?
Yeah, absolutely. With regards to documentation, I think the starting point is always a tenancy agreement. Sena?
Yeah, definitely. I think just going back on what you were saying quickly, Owen, the reasons why a landlord may wish to obtain possession of their property again is usually because of mispayment from the tenants, the tenants treating the property badly, damaging furniture, and so forth. Now, there is a few things that the landlord must ensure that they've carried out before making a claim for possession. Most importantly, some documents. Izaz, would you be able to list the kind of documents that a landlord needs?
Yeah, absolutely. So, other than the tenancy agreement, and we're really talking about a short-hold tenancy agreement, aside from that, there would be a deposit, tenancy deposit that are taken. So there's prerequisite information that they need to provide to the tenant, and they obviously need to register the deposit with one of the government approved schemes. Aside from that, there are several safety certificates relating to gas, if there's gas at the property and there's, you know, usable gas in that sense, like a boiler or a cooker or a heater, like a fireplace. Those are sort of common ones that we come across. Aside from that, electrical safety certificate in relation to the internal electrics, so from the consumer unit, the fuse box, all the other sort of items within the property. And then aside from that, an EPC, which is the energy performance certificate, or ought to be provided to the tenant. And there is one final one, the how to rent guide. So that's another important one that needs to be given to the tenant right at the outset, along with the tenancy agreement and the prescribed information with regards to a deposit if it's taken. And then you've got effectively your suite of documents that need to be given to the tenant.
And if you don't serve these documents onto the tenant, what are the kind of implications that the landlord could have if they were to commence possession proceedings?
A very good question. It would automatically act as a bar, so you couldn't effectively deal with serving those notices until such point that you corrected those breaches and the client and the tenant is made aware of his or her rights under that, and that statutory protection is put in place. So really, really important task to do that. And we do come across situations where landlords fall foul of doing that, and they need our expertise in and working towards correcting that.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, what kind of happens in the event that the tenant won't allow the landlord access to the property to kind of carry out the gas safety check or the electric check?
Yeah, so again, we'd point back to the tenancy agreement, and the tenancy agreement ought to contain a provision that will allow the landlord to gain access to the property to carry out safety checks and what have you. And then aside from that, you've got the Landlord and Tenant Act, which has got statutory provisions that are in place that would give the landlord the right to be able to arrange for those certifications to be carried out. But on occasion, we've had tenants that have just point blank refused access to a landlord and or tradesman to go in and carry out those sort of safety checks and provide the certification. And as a result, the landlord has had no option but to instruct us to write to the tenants to request access. And the way we do that, simply just writing to the tenant, giving them a window of opportunity over a 14-day period to ask them what afternoon, morning or afternoon, they have some availability for a tradesman to go in, and the more notice the better, so that it gives the landlord the opportunity to sort of arrange for one or more tradesmen to go in to carry out their various tasks, just to bring everything up to date, and ensure that the landlord continues to comply with his or her obligations. And then if the tenant still fails, having written to him once, we'd effectively write to him again, giving them a second opportunity. And then if they fail to adhere to that, we'd have the right to apply to the court and effectively obtain an injunction. And in obtaining that injunction, we would seek to rely on the fact that coming to court was a last resort. Here's copy correspondence to letters where the landlord has acted reasonably and given the tenant a lot of opportunity to come forward and work with us to have these checks carried out. And one other thing that springs to immediate mind is that landlords tend to have insurance for the building itself, and the tenants are meant to insure the contents of the building, i.e. their own personal belongings. And in circumstances where safety checks are not in place in relation to a building, i.e. gas, electrical, etc., under those circumstances, landlords ought to check their insurance policy, because under those circumstances, it's likely that the policy will be voided and or suspended until such point that those provisions are met and put in place. So it's an important point for landlords to consider the importance of it, and not to have really a lax attitude towards it. I know for the purposes of this discussion, we're focusing more on notices and what paperwork needs to be in place in order to deal with a successful conclusion to a tenancy agreement with a tenant and a property that a landlord may be wanting to seek possession of.
Well, I think that covers it, unless you've got anything you need to add to that, Owen?
No, nothing else further. So if you're having trouble with a tenant and feel like you need some legal advice, please do not hesitate to contact us, and we'll be happy to help you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.